Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number two. It's going to be open phones. I haven't even gotten into the NDAA being signed, how the media, so-called media, is trying to spin it, why Obama demanded the indefinite detention of citizens be in there. That's tip of the iceberg, by the way. And then claimed he was against it, but still signed it. I'm going to break this down. It's key. Coming up bottom of the hour, then we'll get into the latest on the austerity moves, the central bank takeover, some New World Order quotes. I am wound up today, and I'm going to tie it into the record gun sales that are taking place and how the police can't even deal with one suspect who they believe shot this park ranger. And again, it's like, well, why would he shoot friends at a party, allegedly, this veteran of two tours in Iraq, and then run off and just shoot a park ranger like they were nothing at a checkpoint to stop him? Because human life means nothing to him. And that's what's scary. A lot of these guys, people got screwed up in one tour in World War II. You only served one tour because after that it got bad for most people. Vietnam, you know, maybe two, three tours if you volunteered. I know people that have served 7 or 8 tours, and they get addicted to it because they're not living until, it's like the Hurt Locker, that's very accurate, until they're in super danger. Some people can deal with it. A lot of them can't. They kill themselves, they kill their families, or they kill cops. And what's going to happen is the system's going to start harassing veterans more now, and it's going to be like sticking your hand down a badger hole. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse, which is exactly what the globalists want. The social engineers, they know what they're doing. All right, let's go to your calls. Tim in Deutschland, you're on the air from Germany.
Hello, Happy New Year from Germany. Thanks for your work, Alex.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to endorse many of the perspectives you give over the years in your programs from the German perspective. What people in the United States should realize is we have the same stuff going here. The rules, the attempts to control the internet, bringing drones and UAVs into civil airspace, the same stuff is happening here in parallel. It's happening in Germany that they bring the UAVs now. They just do it by the stroke of a pen. They say it's just a piece of law concerning the aviation authorities, but these drones can surveil us. They can spy on us, and they just bring them on.
Yeah, it's the unelected bureaucracies that on their boards have these internationalists that the Economist magazine calls for the technocrats to take over, and they're preparing for war against us because that's the new economy, that's the new system. But no amount of drones and tinker toys, they've got military drones with infrared over this guy out in Washington State at Mount Rainier. And okay, drones, hundreds of militarized police, and they can't stop one guy. It's pathetic.
And the same thing is happening even with Ron Paul. You regularly mention the Spiegel, which is a really big German magazine. The same stuff in ignorance towards Ron Paul, the total absence of journalism is present here with him as well. They start talk about long gone Rick Perry and how influential he was in his campaign, and they talk about Michelle Bachmann and identify the Tea Party only with these stooges and completely ignore what Ron Paul says or how many Germans, because they're afraid many Germans would approach the non-interventionalism. And even in Spiegel, it's completely synchronized to what I see on Politico and other U.S. News.
That's a good word. Global standardization, synchronization. This is the global government. Everything we do is under UN, UNESCO, U.S., EU. It's all standardized.
It's the same groups everywhere. We had this. We used the attack on the internet. Now with SOPA, we used to have this Bilderberg and CFR plant mole of a German Secretary of Defense to Gutenberg, and the guy was doing his PhD on a pretty much ripped off. And
I'll tell you what, Tim. I want you to recap what you're saying. Finish your point. When we come back, I'm going to play this new Ron Paul attack ad. Then we'll finish it with Tim. Then we'll go to Carol, John, Rudy, Janice, and others. Wide open phones. I haven't even gotten into NDAA. This is key. What's coming up? Call your friends and family. Tell them. Tune in right now. Tim, stay there. Coming back to you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls here in just a moment. Calls from the United States, Australia, Germany, you name it. Here's an article up at Infowars.com right now. Obama's NDAA signing statement is meaningless. Administration itself demanded power to detain American citizens without trial. It's an article by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. I worked on the article a bit with Paul this morning. But Paul does the lion's share of the work. Appreciate him including me in the article. And it just breaks down the facts. Very important article. I want to get to this article and then back to your calls. We had a caller from Germany who was making the point that there's totally synchronized drones over the population, you know, the checkpoints, the cameras, the demonization of Ron Paul. Same thing worldwide. They're demonizing Ron Paul in Australia, I've seen articles, because they're scared of those ideas picking up. 2006, 2008, 2011, our intel from three separate Bilderberg meetings was they're scared of Ron Paul. Not that he's going to win from their perspective, but because he's winning by resisting, by getting these ideas out. It's like holy water to Nosferatu. They are scared to death of this. Because the idea, the anti-venom to what this New World Order cobra has pumped into us is out there. And if we discover it, the sword of truth, of common sense, of free market constitutionalism, bye-bye New World Order. It's been the New World Order with NAFTA, GATT, all these wars that's bankrupted us, that's destroyed us. And now here's an article. Huntsman releases tacky, glib Twilight Zone attack ad. I would say desperate Huntsman launches Ron Paul attack ad, claims New World Order doesn't exist, but Huntsman releases tacky, glib Twilight Zone attack ad in desperate bid to steal Ron Paul voters. If Ron Paul's foreign policy positions are out of the Twilight Zone, that's what the ad does, why does Paul get the most support from U.S. military? By the way, I remember in 1998, they ran ads Texas-wide against him, Twilight Zone, with Twilight Zone music, and going, he wants kids to use drugs. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, he wants to get rid of the federal government. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, all misrepresenting what he says. I saw an article in Associated Press this morning saying, Ron Paul believes there shouldn't be a space program. No, Ron Paul said it's not constitutional to pay for this giant space program and that private corporations should get into the business. We'd probably be much more advanced if they had. And, of course, they're weaponizing space. But continuing here, Huntsman has released this ad, and either tonight or tomorrow night, I want to go back and find George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Herman Von Rompuy, head of the EU, all of them calling for a new world order and then saying that means global government. So here's Ron Paul in Endgame saying, yeah, they want a new world order. That's just what George Herbert Walker Bush called for. And so they have these clips from Endgame and from C-SPAN and places, and they're airing this, spending millions of dollars in Iowa, acting like he's crazy. Look, he's crazy. He says there's a global technocratic system run by megabanks being set up. We should get rid of the Federal Reserve and get our sovereignty back. Everybody knows that's nuts. When all Ron Paul is doing is reporting what's in the news. Yeah, he warned exactly what was coming 30 years ago. He was way ahead of the curve, but now we're in this paradox where it's all happening. I mean, I saw this weekend dozens of articles saying Ron Paul's nuts. He thinks they're going to put troops on the streets. There's already troops on the streets all over the country and TSA checkpoints. They're announcing they're going to use military domestically. It's in all the military publications. But these reporters talk to their readers and viewers and listeners like they're idiots. You know, every once in a while I'll call into local talk radio when they're talking about issues or when they're reading one of my articles. And they always, on two different talk stations I've called into, they'll always play black helicopter noises or X-Files music or Empire Strikes Back battle theme and laugh at me while I'm talking. But I let them do it still get the info out because then most of the callers call in and add more data. But, oh, look, he's telling us exactly what's happening. Oh, my gosh, he's incredibly accurate. It all came true. Let's not say, man, we better listen to this guy. Let's attack him. Okay, let's go ahead and play this new desperate hunt. This is Huntsman. This is a guy that works for Obama. This is a big globalist. This is a guy CNN, MSNBC love. And here he is implying Ron Paul lives in the Twilight Zone. No, Ron Paul lives in the real world. And the public's starting to live in the real world and starting to go, wait, you're saying there's no New World Order? But I've heard all these leaders call for one. Ron Paul isn't allowed to say, hey, America should be run by Americans and not some offshore banks. Hey, Ron Paul said NAFTA and GATT would be bad. He's not a kook. Remember, they called Ross Perot a kook. All they've got is name calling, and they count on you being childlike. Here's the clip of the Twilight Zone ad. Ron Paul Chronicles.
The assumption is that this guy is like your crazy uncle, but you never expected your crazy uncle to get this far. The problem with him is that he's got some very sound points, but then he's kind of, I don't know, in other areas scary.
Well, all I can say is, you know, people have written about this, and the Skull and Bones is a secret order of Yale, and then the proposition is that people are there groomed for the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, and therefore they will then be in positions of great influence in our government.
President Bush said that the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were working for.
600,000 Americans died in a senseless civil war. You buy the slaves and release them. How much would that cost compared to killing 600,000 Americans?
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas was encouraged and really started by Israel.
Have you ever read about the reasons they attacked us? They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
Are you suggesting we invited the 9/11 attacks, sir?
The Israelis are there. The United States is there. All these countries. China has nuclear weapons. Why wouldn't it be natural that they might want a weapon? There'd be, internationally, they'd be given more respect.
Tune in next week for more of the Ron Paul Chronicles. Okay. I mean, what do you say to that? Haaretz? Reuters? Jerusalem Post? I mean, you can type in Israel created Hamas into a search engine. You'll get UPI. Israel admits that. Anyone watching that in Israel knows that in 1973, as a counterbalance to Hezbollah, that's the Iranian-backed group, the Shiite-backed group, that Israel created Hamas. Ron Paul could have gone further. Israel staged terror attacks against itself, against its own public. Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, UPI. I mean, just type in, Israel created fake al-Qaeda, staged attacks. I mean, everything he said there was true. Every little piece was real, but they think you're stupid. They think you're idiots. They think you don't know about how the world works. Oh, Ron Paul's a kook. They had a clip from 20 years ago of him on TV being asked about Skull and Bones. And he says, yeah, it's a secret society at Yale. Well, you've had four presidents come from there, a bunch of Secretary of States. These are gangs. These are mafias. These are secret societies. The CFR Trilateral Commission openly called for world government, but you're not supposed to talk about it? We could dissect that clip. We won't have time to do it today. We'll do it maybe tomorrow night on the news and have it for Wednesday on the show, where we could go through and show you articles and documents and video clips. In fact, call Rob Doohan here for me real quick, please. We can do part one tonight. The problem is every 5 seconds of the ad, I can back up what he's saying. But we could just at least... Hey, dude, come on in, bro. Have you seen this ad attacking Ron Paul?
I just heard it.
Okay, well, the point is, I know I wanted to get out of here early today. I wanted to shoot the show and tape it instead of doing it live. But obviously today or tomorrow, whatever, we need to show where they make fun of him about New World Order and show Herman. We already have the clips. Herman Von Rompuy calling for New World Order, world government. We need to show, British Prime Minister calling for it. We can show Herbert Walker. Like show the clip and then go, oh, but here he is saying we're not supposed to talk about it. What's Twilight Zone is that they think their viewers are stupid. And then he's got the part. We'll just show two parts tonight. He's got the part where they go, oh, my gosh, he thinks Israel founded Hamas. Just type in Israel created Hamas. You'll get UPI, Reuters, AP. But more importantly, they'll say, oh, well, that's anti-Semitic Reuters, you know, because we all know they're evil. Show them something like Jerusalem Post or Haaretz. Okay. I know it's in both those. And there's been Knesset debates where they gripe at people for creating it and all that. And then go one further. The headlines, Israel created fake al-Qaeda to attack themselves. Right. That's in the Israeli papers. Okay. That's why the Israelis are rioting over there. The media acts like all the Israelis want war and love the tyranny. They have a government staging stuff on them as well and then funding terror groups or letting terrorists in as a pretext to keep control. Don't you see the paradigm, dude?
Oh, yeah.
I know you see it well. Okay, I'm ranting. All right, thank you so much. Good job. Unbelievable. Let's go back to the caller in Germany, then I promise I'm coming back with more of your calls here. Tim, finish up the point you were making before the last break.
Well, what I want to do rather is do an appeal to the citizens. Guys, preserve your rights. Defend the liberty you have. Currently, resistance and success against the globalists comes cheap. Worst that's going to happen to you is being ridiculed. It will be worse soon if you do not all kick into high gear. Call a politician each day or a representative. Inform anyone you find. Being ridiculed is probably the worst that's going to happen. But soon, it could be with NDDA, that NDAA, that looks like the enabling act in Germany. The Hitler was only elected, but he wasn't in power, and he wasn't the dictator. He wasn't elected dictator. He became one. He grabbed the power. Just the same stuff that could and likely is to be happening in the United States currently.
And you were saying you're seeing the same parallels in Germany?
the same. The media is completely synchronized.
I had you hold so long. We're coming back to you. I'm going to give you 2 minutes on the other side. Then I'm going to get to everybody else's calls who's on the board. Then I'm getting into NDAA. I was up late last night, woke up middle of the night. I've got all these notes written up. A key report at 40 after exactly. I'm going to the NDAA report in 20 minutes. But your calls are straight ahead. Stay there, Tim.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Has even tried it on the wine spread, much too long to prevail.
The Babylon system is the vampire sucking the children.
Babylon system is the vampire
sucking the blood of the children day by day.
Sucking the children day by day.
All right, I'm going to get to the calls. I'm just really wound up here today, obviously. NDAA is now law. But they passed laws that black people weren't humans in this country. They passed laws in other countries that they could secretly arrest you and disappear you to a camp. And Tim in Germany was bringing up the Enabling Act. And yes, Hitler was what, elected president. And then he blew up his own Reichstag building and had Kaiser Wilhelm sign over the chancellorship to him. I'm going from memory here. And then he unified the presidency and the chancellorship into the Führer. And then it still took him from February 27th when he did that right through 4 or 5 years to really get dictator powers going. You live in Germany. Is that historically accurate, Tim?
Well, the dates were a little bit later. He was a chancellor. You were right on that. But what I can tell you is I'm only 40 years old or becoming this year. But what I can tell you as a German, we always were taught in school. It was close to indoctrination, but hence, because of what happened in the Third Reich, I must say was partly okay. But we were always taught, the question was, how could you allow that to happen? And think about yourselves, the listeners, what will you be asked in 15, 10, 5 years, if it's going to be fast, maybe less, or 20 years? What are your children, what are your grandchildren going to ask you? What did you do back then? What did you do to prevent this from happening that could be happening? And that these people are madmen, you can see they're bioengineering viruses. They genetically modify stuff that shouldn't be genetically modified. And they could bring anything up on us this year because they seem to be prone on 2012 as a year of change for them. And I don't say it is likely, but everybody should be prepared for everything globally. They could just promote on CNN that the aliens have contacted us and tried to export us, and because of that they could release the flu, they could do anything. These are madmen. But
exactly, because they're able to put out a big hoax, have all their corporate liars put out a unified fraud, and then you're always battling the fraud, even though you prove it a lie later. It's just accepted as the pretext. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Here's a breakdown from the Future of Freedom Foundation. In the presidential election held March 13, 1932, there were four candidates, the incumbent Field Marshal Paul von Hindenburg, Hitler, and two minor candidates, Ernst Thielmann and Theodor Duesenberg. The results were Hindenburg 49.6, Hitler 30.1, and then it goes from there. At the risk of belaboring the obvious, almost 70% of German people voted against Hitler, causing his supporter Joseph Goebbels, who later became Hitler's Minister of Propaganda, to lament in his journal, "We're beaten, terrible outlook, party circles badly depressed and dejected." Since Hindenburg had not received a majority of the vote, however, a runoff election had to be held among the three top getters. On April 19, 1932, the runoff results were Hindenburg 53, Hitler 36, Thielmann 10.2. And then it just goes into how it was like parliamentary and they shared power, and then they had the Reichstag fire, and then Hitler got more power out of that. I was basically right. Yeah. And it goes over all of it. Hitler's rise to power and breaks it all down. And how he turned the judiciary into a tyranny. Okay, let's go back to your calls here. Let's talk to Carol in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Thank you. You too.
I wanted to tell you about one thing that just came up on my radar and ask you about another one.
Okay.
I went out last week, and all of a sudden, within a five-mile radius, we got three of these creepy billboards, "Don't Lie for the Other Guy." It's a program between the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and National Shooting Sports Foundation. You get 10 years in jail if you help somebody get a gun who shouldn't get one.
Yeah, what they're doing is teaching people. They sell it like don't give a felon a gun or don't do a straw purchase, but now they're hyping it that if you give your grandson a gun, or if you buy your wife a gun, or you buy your dad a gun, I mean, my dad's given me guns, I've given him guns, that's somehow illegal, so the juries will send you to jail. They call it a straw purchase. It isn't really one, but I've seen them send people to prison for giving their grandson a gun. So, yes, I've seen the creepy tattletale billboards going up everywhere.
Came up with all these laws that any crime with a gun, you get 5 years, but help somebody get that gun, you get 10. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, there's this Thrive movie, Thrive Movement, and it's incredibly well-funded, and it's run by Foster Gamble of the Procter Gamble family. The guest list in this movie reads like your guest list, but my spidey senses are telling me this is, you know, the controlled opposition kind of thing.
Sure, it's talking about a new economy and a new system. The globalists want to offer solutions for what they've done. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I almost got Rob Dew, Aaron Dykes, and Rob Jacobson in here in studio because we get tons of emails about the Thrive movie and the Thrive movement. And they've watched the film and basically gave me their synopsis, but I want to watch it before I pass judgment. I know it has the air of the Procter & Gamble fortune in it, but people always have a chance to wake up and turn things around. It has Catherine Austin Fitz and other – by the way, she's on the nightly news tonight – other good people, Bill Still, who's put out The Money Masters and also The Secret of Oz. And so as we awaken people, there's going to be good guys from the power structure that come out. Rob and Aaron's breakdown is that it's basically Zeitgeist 2.0, that they admit the problems, they admit the world government. Well, it's out in the open now. You can't not admit it. But then it gets into UFOs, crop circles, which kind of discredits it. And then kind of give some new agey solutions. You see, they tried to deny all this was going on, but the problem with Zeitgeist is it sells a technocratic computer who programs it that decides who gets what resources. And you live in these basically plastic cities. I mean, I can't think of a more hellish system. And if you've studied history, you know the communists back in the 20s and stuff always advertised their ideas with airships and spaceships and super science, and it's going to be this wonderful new world. And that's how they always advertise it. I mean, even the Economist magazine, when they're selling technocracy, says, well, the communists sold it as a science fiction technocracy, and, you know, it didn't go too well, but our technocracy is going to do a really good job because, you know, the central bankers want to fix everything. So what's happening is there's a huge awakening taking place. And so I think it's a mix of both. I have to see it before I can comment. But three crew members have seen it, who are all smart people, and they basically say the same thing. I mean, I don't think people are bad for being in it, but Carol, I have to not pass judgment at this point because I haven't seen it. But briefly, give us your take on it.
Shoot, you got Gerald Celente and David Icke. I mean, it's a heck of a guest list. But I think the solutions are soft core. I think they're play into the hands of, you know, global controlled organizations, you know, Sierra Club and, you know, that kind of.
Oh, it's like, quote, fix the environment, everything's fixed. Well, do they admit GMOs the real threat to the environment, or is it carbon?
No, it's a mix. I mean, it's not just about the environmental stuff, but they're hooking you up with, you know, Rainforest Action Network, Sierra Club. They do talk about.
Oh, well, that's all I needed to know, because, you know, the Gamble family, they are the recipient of the Margaret Sanger letters about getting rid of the black weeds. You know, Aaron looked at me during the break and he said, all I know is they're hooked in with Margaret Sanger and the eugenicist. Now, I don't know about this guy individually, but if they're saying Sierra Club's going to save us, that is all about the land grab, all about New World Order. Now, maybe the guy is a person waking up, but I don't know. Apples usually don't fall too far from the trees. Might be loyal opposition. We'll have to look into it. No, but that's a big sign right there. See, I ought to be glad they're doing this, though. If they don't at least try to co-op things, they're going to kill me. Because they know we are taking over. We are waking people up. We're the real deal, the real paradigm smashers. And so at least they're not just, you know, starting a war with us now or trying to wipe out the leadership of the Patriot movement at this point. They're trying other things. And so, you know, at least they're spinning their wheels. Because let me tell you, you're not turning this around. Once somebody has a paradigm shift and gets into reality, it's not like there has to be some new installment of awakening. People are on their own now waking up. It's like Ron Paul said on Fox News yesterday when they were attacking him. He said, listen, my supporters don't desert. My supporters don't just go away. Because once they put all this information together and see how the real world works, it's not Ron Paul. I'm just a focal point of this. It's a chain reaction. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. And that's right. So, you know, good for Procter & Gamble dynasty. Knock yourselves out. Mix some space aliens in and try whatever you want. Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Thank you, Carol. Let's go ahead and go to Blue, listening on 1470 AM Truth Radio in Tennessee. You're on the air, Blue.
Hey, Alex. I pride myself on trying to find solutions. I'm the one that called in and expressed the need for everyone to turn their cell phones on speakerphone when you're pumping gas and in the grocery stores to broadcast the message. These are a few of the ideas that I've come up with. One is to use Netflix. I heard about 2 years ago a gentleman that called in who had found you by watching the Obama deception on Netflix. I think that, like the Google bombs that we've had, if we all pick a movie and we all type it into Netflix search engines at the same time on the same day or the equivalency of, then we can actually bring that through their algorithms and make it to bring it to the surface so that it's available to everyone. Two is to the time to argue on talk radio about Ron Paul is over. Right now, we need to focus on the country music radio stations as well as the rock and roll stations and start pushing patriot music and the reason why. Every time they give you an opportunity to request a song, request Amy's song, which was Ron Paul's anthem from 2008, and bring this to the surface, because these people are only getting the sound bites of the news. And the third idea is that you've got to go to your nightclubs and set up tables, register voters, and be there to express Ron Paul's point of view.
Great points. Appreciate the call. Blue made a lot of really good points. Look, if you want to really change things, you've got to get involved in the streets. You've got to get involved at your church. You've got to get involved at work. You've got to talk about liberty. You've got to talk about real issues and point out what's happening everywhere. And the best tool, bar none, are documentary films. And that's why Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, all these films we've directed and produced will explain how the globalists control both parties, will explain what their goals are, the different groups that work for them. So that then when some group comes to you posing as a patriot, I mean, here's one of the most positive things that's happened that I've seen anywhere in the last few years, is that whether it's Glenn Beck or Michael Savage or even Rush Limbaugh or these other talk show hosts, more and more they're talking about the New World Order. They're talking about global government. They're talking about the big mega banks. They're talking about crony capitalism. They're talking about real issues to keep their audience and to keep some credibility. Now, they'll double back and attack Ron Paul at key points, as we saw Savage do last week, because that's where their bread is buttered, is by the establishment. They're there to basically pose as alternative media that's controlled. But the fact that we're making them cover so many real issues just to keep their audience shows the fact that our information is gaining ground every day. And this attempt to make fun of Ron Paul because he talks about a new world order, I mean, that's what we're facing. But the system wants to continue to operate like none of this is happening. It's a global corporate government being set up by mega banks that have bought off our governments. It's an illegitimate hijacking of our system. I'm going to go to John, Janice, Robert, Beth, Mike, and others here in just a little while, but I need to go ahead and get into the NDAA right now. Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act in Hawaii with no ceremony. It was a private signing. He released it, obviously, in the evening of New Year's so that it wouldn't get a lot of coverage, and he signed it. That's lie number one, because he said he wouldn't sign it. He pledged, that was the term, pledged to veto. We have links to that in our articles dealing with this. So he pledged to veto it. And we have that broken down in our latest article at Infowars.com. Obama's NDAA signing statement is meaningless. The administration itself demanded power to detain Americans without trial. We have links to the Congress, the senators breaking it down. We have the links admitting it's for U.S. citizens. I mean, Obama's already killing U.S. citizens without trials. Amar al-Awlaki and others, we're told, to set the precedent. And it goes over all of that. So, first they said it didn't affect U.S. citizens. They lied about that. Obama said it did affect citizens. He would veto it. Then he did sign it. Then he lied again and said, I'm signing it, but don't worry, I'm not going to implement it because of our cherished values. No, it's our laws. That's another lie. He's already implemented it. They've already said in policy that they'll arrest U.S. citizens, that they'll disappear into a black hole, because that was the, quote, policy of Bush. You know, when Bush got caught illegally wiretapping the American people, he went to Congress and had them write a retroactive law saying it was legal. Well, you can't pass laws that members of Congress can kill their wives. You can't pass laws saying Hispanics will now be slaves, or people with English surnames will now be slaves, or Amish will be slaves, or South Africans will be slaves. You have an inherent right to not be a slave. When somebody says it's the law, I can secretly arrest you, they are tyrants. They are frauds. They have run up their flag. You know who they are. But I want to address something else here. Everybody is starting to really freak out. And I'm seeing it all over YouTube, all over the comments on InfoWars, the emails, the calls, family calling, people apologizing on the street, people buying me dinner at restaurants saying, I thought you were a kook 5 years ago. It's all coming true. And they're freaking out thinking the federal government is coming tomorrow because the ACLU has come out and Ron Paul has come out. And now the media has had to admit, okay, it does end posse comitatus to put troops on the streets. It does declare the whole world a war zone. And it gives the president all this power. This is really a war power to Obama. I mean, there's so many facets to this, you can't even cover them all. It says the president can launch attacks anywhere in the world without any congressional approval or even discussion. So that's a huge violation of the war powers. So worldwide declaration of war, end of war powers coming from Congress, huge seizure of power, declares the end of posse comitatus domestically, the U.S. a battlefield, says U.S. citizens can be tortured, disappeared, never seen again, end of habeas corpus, end of Bill of Rights, end of Constitution, and now finally it's being admitted in a lot of mainstream news, so people are going, whoa, Alex, you were right. I thought you were crazy. My God, they're coming to get me tomorrow. No, they're not coming to get you. Why do you think, tomorrow, why do you think Obama lied about this and said he was going to veto it? And then they had surrogates in the media say, don't worry, it doesn't affect citizens. They wanted to sneak that through to have it on paper so they could start brainwashing police and military to find out who will follow the order. They want to quietly do this behind the scenes. They don't want to have a big debate about what they're doing. They're weak, and that's the key to all of this. If you hear anything I say in my hours of covering news and information, it's this. They are doing this. I mean, I went to bed at about 11:30 midnight last night. I woke up at 3 a.m. and wrote 4 pages of notes on this. Just woke up with a brainstorm. And I already knew all of this, but it hit me. I woke up at like 3 a.m. going, we're winning. Sure, they lie to us out of hand. Sure, they like to train us to accept lies. Sure, they use military parlance against their enemy, the American people, these foreign banks that run our military, so they're going to lie to us out of hand, to create a fog of confusion, to make things about the fog of confusion instead of ever debating, hey, can the military be on the streets? Can citizens be secretly arrested? And that's also done by the psycho idiot savants that run this to make people that are awake feel helpless, to know the bill really does this, and then to not even be able to have a real debate about it. So it's designed for people that don't really pay attention to just get confused and wander off. And then they drive up in Tennessee or Illinois or Texas, Florida. I mean, all over the country now. It's in the news, local news, never national, because they're not ready for that yet. You just pull up and there's the armies there and they're searching everybody's cars. This was going on in 1997 in Texas. 1998, we have video of army checkpoints. And Mike Hansen's up there driving back from Dallas. He drives through Belton. There's an army checkpoint. He pulls over, and the troops run over and say, turn your cameras off. It's all in the takeover. It happened to me in Belton at a military checkpoint. And the army soldiers come over and say, I don't like you having your camera on, and thought I was going to cower and wet myself. And I got right back in his face and said, you guys were at Belton and showed my face on TV. I'm angry. And I said, buddy, you shouldn't be out here on the streets. And it always started for ordnance control, quote, to defuse bombs. But an FBI agent pulls up, gets out of the car, and says, here's why they're here, now get out of here. And accidentally gave us a restricted document that's actually in the takeover that says, the military is operating in all 50 states covertly. We're here for any reason. Checkpoints, warrant service, kicking down doors. It says warrant service. We're here. A giant covert operation, 1998, in all 50 states. This one's run out of Fort Hood in Texas. And it says, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is a quote, 300 and plus days a year. We're here 365 days a year. We're here for you. And you better believe I got freaked out by that. Then I went to the urban warfare drills. I said, I better look into this. Who are they trying to fight? The American people. So now this is all manifesting. So they want these powers to train behind the scenes and to get the cops and military ready to do this treason. But they don't want a public debate. They don't want opposition mounting to it. They don't want people to realize how evil it is. So Obama says, don't worry, I'm going to veto it to kill opposition. Don't worry, ceasefire, we're not going to pass it. So they could pass it. People then say, don't worry, it passed, but he won't sign it. He signs it. Why did he sign it? We know from Carl Levin and others, because they ordered it be in there. Before it was going to be the military and Congress and the government could secretly arrest. And Obama said, no, the executive, because they want that dictatorial power all to them. Tyrants always fight over the power. So now it's in that one office. So we now have this here as a wake-up call. But the next spin will see, oh, they passed secret arrest of citizens, but nothing happened. Yeah, they're going to wait till they stage terror attacks to blame it on domestic groups. They're going to wait till they launch a new big war. They're going to wait till things implode further to then have the test case where this guy that reportedly shot the ranger and shot people up in Washington State. I'm going to cover him when we come back. That could be a test case. Oh, he shot a federal officer and he's bad. And you know what? He doesn't deserve a proper trial because he's a killer of a federal agent. And that's what they did with the Patriot Act. Remember Patriot Act? It's a handbook, a blueprint, a playbook. Remember, they said, hey, we're not going to affect citizens. We said, says right here, Section 802. No, you're a conspiracy theorist. Then they immediately started using it against citizens and non-terror related.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys. sky's lost. Everybody knows the fight.
Okay, we are back here.
The poor stay poor.
I wrote a lot of notes concerning this. You know, why do they lie on NDAA? What is the formula? Confuse the enemy. That's us. Our government has been taken over by foreign banks. Get that through your head. They are weak, and they want to slip it in slowly. They are waiting for a good test case to sell it to the public to roll it out. They are waiting for the right crisis to bring this system out to the full public. They are already killing U.S. citizens extrajudicially and saying they'll do it domestically. They were already doing everything that's in the NDAA. And again, why are we surprised by all Obama does is lie? He said he'd veto it. Then he signs it. Now he says, don't worry, I won't implement this, though. It's up to me. He'll lie to you there. Because that's what they do. That is their formula. And I mentioned the Patriot Act. You can just type in Patriot Act news and non-terror related cases. We've done an analysis thousands of times per state per year. They just violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They have Time Magazine, Newsweek, putting the Constitution down. They actually tell people on the news, the central bankers will fix our problems, and the Constitution is what caused them, and then give no proof when it's the banksters that did this. Now, I want to get to this article out of the Seattle Times, massive manhunt after Ranger slain outside Mount Rainier. And there's a photo of the soldier. And it's, you know, he's got his evil assault weapons. And, oh, my gosh, it is terrible. There was a late night party. And supposedly a bunch of people got shot at that event. And then the main suspect raced away in a car. And he drove past a checkpoint. So another lone ranger parked in front of him, blocking him on the road in the park. So he's the main suspect in shooting her. It said the SWAT team waited hours, even though they were there, to go up and help her because they were afraid he might shoot them. I mean, what did you sign on for this for? I mean, nowadays, if we had a UT tower shooting, it'd be 3 days before the SWAT team went in, waiting for the feds to arrive and tell them what to do. In the old days, people just charged in there and killed the guy. Citizens started firing, keeping him pinned down. Nowadays, in fact, it says here, I was reading this earlier in the day, just a massive amount of time that they sat there. And then it is buried in the article. It's always buried that he served two tours in Iraq. I meant to actually highlight this article today, and I tried to do it during the breaks. Yeah, he was shooting at them for 90 minutes while they were trying to help the lady. Yeah, that's my point. They didn't go up there and take the guy out. In the old days, they would just gone up to where he was at. I mean, what was it, like 3 hours they waited in the Blacksburg, Virginia thing outside, waiting for the feds, an hour and a half to get there. And then once the feds got there, they all dressed in their body armor and waited. And by then it was all over. I mean, this is the type of stuff that goes on. But they break it down here in the article. That, the mother-in-law was worried about him and tried to get a restraining order and said he had PTSD from Iraq. It says he was deployed in Iraq in 07, 08 and has possible PTSD issues. But they won't even say whether he was a Marine or Army. So it's got one line in there about it. And this is another one of their machines breaking down. And the point is, it says 100 feds and more. And they're talking about, well, we're not really hunting him right now because he's so dangerous. My point is, we'll break it down when we come back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.